Radio Daily.
For Anti-Friday. It's that time again. I'm sorry. It's just how it works.
We had a lot of weekend.
We did. Oh, so much stuff. If you were following around, looking, stalking us, thank you for stalking us on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, but Instagram thingamajiggers or whatever. But yeah, we had many, many things. In fact, we'll even get to talk about them during the show because it's show related. How often does that happen? Hi, everybody. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from, you know, Facebook and Twitter and the places I just mentioned that you should be stalking us on. Welcome to the 10th of February, the folks bringing the tea today. That there, the lady who's just, you know, all of a sudden where you can deal with talking with people anymore. That's the Flintstress.
What's wrong, Lassie? Timmy fall down the well?
Ooh, that could be the win. And hi, everybody. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Can't decide if you're a genius or a lunatic.
A little bit of both. I go both ways on that. What happened, yo?
Well, let's take it back to 1840. Queen Victoria marries her cousin, Prince Albert, in a can. Of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. Victoria is known carrier of hemophilia gene. When she passes the disease to a number of her descendants, the family becomes fated to be the most famous case study in the genetics field.
Number one, 1870, the YWCA is founded.
YWCA, yeah, it doesn't have the same ring.
In New York City.
In 1948, Thomas Watson Sr. issues a directive to IBM headquarters ordering the planning of a machine of the same type as the Harvard Automatic Sequence Controller Calculator, ASCC, to meet the requirements of the ordinary businesses we served. The calculator, the new one they were making, will be completed January 27th, and it's the result of this development.
1957, Allied Artists releases Not of This Earth, directed by Roger Corman, starring Paul Birch, Beverly Garland, Morgan Jones. An alien from the planet Davana comes to Earth thanks to a high-tech matter transporter in order to acquire blood for his dying race, which is dying as a result of a devastating nuclear war.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's much better than the remake.
In 1961, the Niagara Falls Hydroelectric Project, it's the largest hydropower facility in the Western world.
1990, Adobe releases version 1.0 of Photoshop.
Yay, for Photoshop.
Exclusively for the Macintosh system.
Yeah. Wow. 91, Robert and Carlene Thomas launched the Amateur Action Bulletin Board System of BBS.
Yeah, they did.
Which featured a downloadable collection of amateur pornographic photographs in the GIF format. So this BBS will soon have thousands of members and require a subscription fee. It becomes the center of a national debate. I mean, because remember, this is 91 on obscenity laws, First Amendment rights, the internet. After the Thomases are arrested in California on charges filed in Tennessee.
1994, to the surprise of industry analysts, Nintendo announces that it will continue to use cartridges as the media for its next-gen systems rather than the CD thing that's really catching on with the kids.
Well, if you think about it now, their new system really is just like small cartridges.
It's cartridges, yeah.
Yep. In 96, in Philadelphia, Grandmaster Garry Kasparov loses, for the first time ever, a game of a match against IBM chess computer Deep Blue, a computer capable of seeing between 50 to 100 billion chess positions every 3 minutes. Deep Blue became the first machine to win a chess game against a reigning world champion.
1996, Nintendo releases Mario Kart 64 for the Nintendo 64, the first in the series to use 3D computer graphics. The first one was a fake 3D, but it worked.
Would you say that's one of the best video games of all
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely. Most definitely. Yes. I will pull that and play it right now.
Wow. You would. 98, Ricardo Mercado, a 21-year-old Los Angeles college dropout, becomes the first person to ever be convicted of a hate crime committed in cyberspace after he sent racist death threats via emails to 59 Asian students.
2002, Atomic Blue.
Atomic Blue.
That's what I was thinking, too. Releases the fantasy Morpig plane shift for personal computers. It's notable for having been produced without any budget by a nonprofit organization released under the new general public license. The game is free to download, free to play, and is entirely advertising free.
Huh. 2007, the science fiction television series Primeval premieres on ITV in Britain. The series follows a team of scientists who track anomalies in time through which dinosaurs are entering contemporary England.
2009, a commercial Iridium communication satellite collides with a defunct Russian Cosmos 2251 military communication satellite in low Earth orbit, about 491 miles over Siberia, about noon. It's unprecedented in space history, which is unusual, considering all the crap that's flying around up there now.
Kablooey!
Birthdays?
Chloe Grace Moretz is 23. That was Hit Girl from Kick-Ass. Carrie Hugo.
Let Me In is a decent adaptation of Let the Right One In. Emma Roberts is 29 from We're the Millers. Chanel in Scream Queens.
Keely Hawks is 44. Ashes to Ashes, Upstairs, Downstairs, and the Time Heist episode of Doctor Who.
Scott Elrod is 46. Men in Trees.
Laura Dern is 53. From Jurassic Park, Wild at Heart, Big Little Lies, and Little Women.
Harold Sylvester is 71. You best know him as Griff on Married with Children.
Peter Pervez is 80. That's Steven from Doctor Who, the Hartnell Doctor Who.
Robert Wagner is 90 years of age from the Pink Panther, Heart to Heart, and number two in Austin Powers.
Huh. No longer with us, born in 1893, Jimmy Durante, American actor and singer.
1897, Dame Judith Anderson, Australian actress, best known for being T'Lar in Star Trek III.
Born in 1906, Lon Chaney Jr., American actor, played who, everybody?
And pretty much, he's the son of the Man of a Thousand Faces. He was the Wolfman. He played Dracula at one point. He was Frankenstein's monster. He was the mummy. He was everybody. 1920, Neva Patterson, American actress from 7 Year Itch, A Fair to Remember, V, and V, The Final Battle.
Well, on TV tonight on CBS, we get a new The Neighborhood, Bob Hart's Abishola. Benner turns to Lola for help and asks her to find anything that could potentially hinder her campaign for Attorney General on an All Rise. And, Paul.
ABC, it's a new 2-hour Bachelor, and then Dr. Sean Murphy faces unwanted attention when he treats a social influencer on New The Good Doctor.
Wow. On NBC, the finals on America's Got Talent, the champions, Ben and Sanvi arrange a surprising family reunion for a Flight 828 passenger on a new manifest.
On Fox, Owen and the team respond to a fight at a male strip club.
Hello.
And a fire breaks out at a bull semen factory. On 911, Lone Star, okay. And a new prodigal son.
The CW new All-American and Black Lightning and his team descend upon a Markovia to save Lynn, who gets herself in even more trouble when she meets Gravedigger on a new Black Lightning.
I mean, wouldn't it put out the fire? Freeform is showing Deadpool.
AMC has The Outsiders.
A&E, it's a new Live rescue.
On Bravo, Jenna organizes an impromptu wedding for two guests on My Big Fat Bleak Wedding on a new Below Deck.
I want to see what they did. FX is showing Tooken 3.
FXX has a Simpsons marathon, Treehouse of Horrors 9, Homer Simpson in Kidney Trouble, and Maximum Home Overdrive.
Maximum Home Overdrive is awesome. FXM, The Secret Life of Pets.
Nat Geo has Jack Black on a new Brain Game.
BBC America doing Deep Space 9 marathon.
On Sci-Fi, Hitman, and then Hitman Agent 47.
TNT with Thor Ragnarok, but tonight on the Lifetime Movie Network, a newlywed couple's vacation retreat is ruined when her husband is a successful business magnate. It's kidnapped and held for ransom, which forces his trusty assistant to negotiate the terms and determine who is behind the abduction. Emily O'Brien and Rob May star in Dangerous Matrimony.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Dr. Carver's son, a promising medical student, has committed suicide because of the pressure. To try and cope and to help all medicine, he takes on the assignment of interim chief at a hospital to make sure such a tragedy doesn't reoccur. Because he sees everybody as his brothers and sisters and doesn't want anyone's life to go up in smoke. He wants everyone to get their wings. Hashtag Chappy forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Actually, no, there isn't, and that's rather stunning, which means nobody remembers where Chad and Abby were last week. Well, oddly enough, they were on the show Flamingo Road, which starred Morgan Fairchild, who had a birthday last Monday, which means we told you about the show before we ever played it, and that was not planned. The universe is really effing weird.
Whoa. But maybe we threw people off.
Entirely. Some folks did get it, though. We did have some good, so good for folks that are in there, but that was one of the more difficult ones, and I wasn't expecting it to be. Will this week be? I don't know. You tell us. Drop a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com, or, of course, you can always send a voicemail simply by dialing
510-GRT-CREW.
But I think next week's is going to be even harder.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's 3 apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com or search for them on iTunes.
Hi, I'm James Caan, semi-renowned writer, musician, doctor, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are.
And welcome back to it.
Let's find out what happened. You might be in for a surprise.
This week's 10, last week's 7, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is still in the top 10. It made another $2.2 million. It's made $510 million just U.S. in 8 weeks.
This week's 9 was last week's 8, Little Women, making another $2.3 million, in 7 weeks.
It's not L-I-L, apostrophe. This week's 8 is a re-release back in theaters. Knives Out made another $2.3 million. It's made almost $159 in 11 weeks.
This week's 7, last week's 4, Gretel and Hansel. Hansel, this may...
He's so hot right now.
$3.5 million. $11.5 million in 2 weeks. Not doing as good as they thought.
This week's 6, last week's 6, The Gentleman made another $4.18 million. It's made almost $27 million in 3 weeks.
This week's 5 is last week's 5, Jumanji. The Next Level, another $5.5 million, almost $300 million in 9 weeks.
This week's 4, last week's 3, Doolittle made another $6.66 million. It's like the devil's money. It's made $63.9 million in 4 weeks.
This week's 3 was last week's 2. 1917 making $9 million, $132 in 7 weeks.
This week's 2, last week's 1. Bad Boys for Life made another $12 million. It's made $166 in 4 weeks.
The number one movie in America is Birds of Prey, but only making $33.2 million, which
is... Yeah, our theater was not that crowded, but it was so good. If you're on the fence, go see this movie.
I think word of mouth is really going to help push this and make this stay a while, because this deserves to be the hit that it absolutely is.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Universal Pictures is developing Monster Mash, a monster-themed musical based on the famed 1962 song by Bobby Boris Pickett.
Well, it was a graveyard smash.
Plot details are being kept under wraps, but it's likely to revolve around the studio's classic monsters, Dracula, Frankenstein's monster. Blacklist writer Will Widger will pen the script, and Marty Bowen will produce.
Not the Crypt Kicker 5?
Unfortunately, no. Grammy-nominated music video director Matt Stawski, who helmed CeeLo Green's F.U. music video in 2010, penned the original treatment for the project and will direct.
Oh, baby, 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 what you wanna ever happen on my Transylvania twist?
Hopefully this movie will be a little more Xbox and not so much Atari. But when you get to the theater, just tell them that Boris sent you.
Well, now that nonsense has passed, let us speak of something important, something worthwhile, something that was needed.
A sloppy bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich? Right. Birds of Prey is so good!
Netflix has finally answered the cries of many, many customers and now offers a way to disable auto-playing videos when you're browsing the home screen.
Now, if I can get my 30-second skip or rewind button, my commentary tracks, or an apology for Hemlock Grove, I'll be complete!
If you're tired of trailers for shows or movies starting to play whenever you briefly pause on a selection, this is the option you've been waiting for. However, you can only change the setting by signing into Netflix with a web browser. As of now, there's no way to do it from the Netflix app on your smartphone, tablet, or TV. So essentially the way that most people do it. But the process is really easy.
Web browser? This is the 90s? Next, what are they going to do next? Send my movie by mail? Good God!
That's ridiculous. So you choose the profile you want to disable autoplay for, and then in the options on your profile name, you parental controls, and then you'll have an autoplay control. You can uncheck it to prevent Netflix from automatically starting up the next episode. It's been around for years, but it's possible that maybe you've never noticed it.
Or I just never use a web browser.
Right? You can uncheck autoplay previews while browsing on all devices to stop clips from playing when you're navigating around the home screen and other sections. This is the new setting, the one that will let you browse the service without a trailer starting up every time you stop on a given show or movie.
Sometimes I need a moment to grab my beer.
Right? Or you're just thinking. Any changes you make will apply across all devices you're using Netflix on, but the company notes you might sometimes notice a delay before your chosen settings take effect. To get around this, all you have to do is switch to another profile and then back to your own. If that fails, log out of Netflix, log back in, you know, control-alt-delete, turn off your... Since you're doing it on a web browser, you know, turn off your computer and try it again.
Sure.
You know, whatever your preference might be.
Why would it not be already?
Right. Well, once autoplay is off, you'll be able to carry on with your indecisive scrolling of Netflix's many rows of entertainment options. Without the videos playing and possibly distracting you, you might now be able to find something to watch after only 40 minutes of browsing.
Another sweet thing you've always wanted to have is available again.
Astro Pops? Lifesaver holes? Mr. T's gold chain bubblegum.
The original Mad Max Pursuit Special Interceptor has been put up for sale by current owners, the Orlando Auto Museum in Florida. This is huge news for Mad Max fans and Falcon GT enthusiasts alike, with Mac Rockantensky's menacing black XB coupe arguably the most famous Aussie car of all time.
Well, that doesn't melt in your mouth.
The Interceptor last changed hands in 2011, not publicly, when the complete inventory of the UK-based Cars of the Stars Museum was bought by real estate developer Michael Deezer. The collection was shipped across the Atlantic to Florida, where he opened the Miami Auto Museum in 2012, where the coupe, a popular attraction alongside other automotive pop culture icons, like a Batmobile, an original one, a Back to the Future DeLorean DMC-12, a Ferrari from Miami Vice made entirely of cocaine. And that's unconfirmed.
Well, that's not something to turn your nose up at.
The museum is in the process of moving 3 hours north to Orlando, and for whatever reason, the Interceptor has to go. But it's easy to speculate that with the recent almost $5 million sale of the Ford Mustang used in Steve McQueen's classic Bullet, might have some influence on his decision to sell the car. And that car was just pretty much a standard Mustang GT, but, you know, it had its record-setting price driven by its association with Bullet. So from an Australian perspective, the Interceptor surely stands as tall, having featured in both Kennedy Miller Mad Max movies.
You'd have to sell a ton of candy bars to get that.
Although the car was known to some, the wider community speculated it had been destroyed during the filming of Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior, for those that don't know. It took superfan Bob Ferensko to unravel the story, learn of the Interceptor's whereabouts, buy it, give it a full restoration at Franklin's side crash, as covered in the October-November 1985 issue of Street Machine.
I read Street Machine for the articles.
The classic car was put together in 77, went on to be in two movies, then set in a junkyard for a bit, eventually got cleaned up and went on tour, got sold, put in a museum, and now can be yours for roughly $5 million. If you get it, be careful. The longer you are out there on the road, the more you will think like you're one of them. A terminal psychotic! Unless you keep the bronze badge that says you're one of the good guys.
Well, in sad news, Robert Conrad, the rugged, contentious actor who starred in the hugely popular... In the hugely popular 1960s television series Hawaiian Eye in the Wild Wild West, died Saturday. He was 84.
He was always ever ready.
Conrad was a rising young actor when he was chosen for the lead in Hawaiian Eye. He became an overnight star after the show debuted in 1959. After five seasons with the show, Conrad went on to embrace the television craze of the time, period westerns, but with a decidedly different twist.
The horses rode the people.
No. In the Wild Wild West, which debuted in 1965, he was James T. West, a James Bond-like agent who used innovative tactics and futuristic gadgets, well, futuristics for the 1800 anyway, to battle bizarre villains. He was ably assisted by Ross Martin's Artemis Gordon, a master of disguise, and is what is used to describe steampunk to people for a long time.
That movie was a steaming pile.
The series Baba Black Sheep followed in 1976 and was roughly based on an autobiography by Marine Corps Ace and Medal of Honor recipient Gregory Pappy Boyington, who wrote of the raucous flyers he commanded during World War II.
Which was like my dad's favorite show.
In lieu of flowers, Conrad's family is requesting donations to the Wounded Warrior Project and the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation. He is survived by 8 children and 18 grandchildren.
2020 continues to try to outdo 2019. If you follow the Facebook page, you saw that we mentioned the deaths of Kevin Conway and Diane Thorns, and not only just Robert, one more actor, Orson Bean, died Friday night after being struck by 2 cars while trying to cross a street in Venice.
That's horrible. Wait, 2 cars?
He got hit by a car, and people come to rush to his aid, but he was hit by a second car while this happened. He died at the scene.
I don't know how, but Smaug is behind this.
I'll bet you. It's a jaywalking-type situation, LAPD Captain Brian Windling told reporters. We encourage everybody to please use crosswalks. Be really mindful of traffic. This is a huge problem on the west side of Los Angeles. Drivers remained on scene and cooperated with investigators. Witnesses said that Orson Bean was crossing the street to see his third wife actress, Allie Mills, performing a play at the Pacific Resident Theater.
Damn. Crosswalks, people. We want you to stay around.
Orson Bean has more than 100 credits in movies, TV shows, game shows, over a 68-year acting career, Grace and Frankie, Modern Family, Equalizer 2, Being John Malkovich, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, How I Met Your Mother. He had 91 appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and for many of us, will always be the voice of Bilbo Baggins and Frodo for his work in the Rankin Bass animated specials. So rest well, Orson Bean, sir. You shall be missed. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 9 State 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. And hey, while you're checking stuff out, don't forget the Cinemistress has posted her review of Birds of Prey, in which
I bet she liked it.
You know how we know that? Because it's a good movie. So you should have a sloppy egg and cheese sandwich.
And support your local roller derby team.
And go see yourself some Birds of Prey. It's a damn fine time. Drop us a note and tell us how you think it is, where Chad and Abby are, anything else going on in your world. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can tell us by voicemail simply by dialing
510-GRD.
And we will see you the next time that we do.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
Doesn't anyone know how to turn off the program when they leave?
Live long and prosper.
Damage averted. All systems operative.
With rings on their fingers and bells on their toes, the girls come to Tombstone in their high silk hose. They'll dance on the tables or give you a tune for whatever's in your wallet at the last chance. It's your last chance of giving, last chance of rye. It's your last chance of living and your last chance to die. It's your last chance of boozing when there's no one to find. It's your last chance of losing and the first place you find. 4 days ride from the station, you're leaving at noon. And your one consolation is the last chance. With rings on their fingers and bells on... Look, fellas, please.
Come on, sing.
I sang this song four times already.
Then sing it again.
Could we try a different song?
What for then?
The same one. It's the last chance alone. It's your last chance of giving. It's your last chance of rye. It's your last chance of living.
What's going on here? Okay now, boys.